After the failed cyber attack on Iran's nuclear facilities by the so-called Stuxnet computer worm in 2010, the appearance of a new supervirus has raised many questions about the reliability of antiviruses that are commonly used worldwide. The malware Flame was detected in Iran after targeting the country's oil networks just last month.
Evidence shows that the Flame has been active at least since 2010, about 2 months before Stuxnet was detected. Both viruses share common features, making it more likely that they are designed by the same team of experts. Many cybersecurity experts point the finger toward Israel.
Iran says that its National Computer Emergency Response Team in the Maher Center was the first to identify and produce the antivirus for the Flame. Head of the Information Technology Organization of Iran, Ali Hakim Javadi, says that his organization has not only detected, but has produced an antivirus against the Flame.
Viruses in cyberspace tend to mutate. Now, if this virus mutates and it's returned via the same lines back into the outside world, you're going to have a major, major breakdown of all systems worldwide. And imagine what would happen to aircraft flying on autopilot on GPS.
Computer experts in Iran say espionage and sabotage are the main objectives of the sophisticated virus, which can penetrate through every port on its way, gather data files, remotely change settings on computers, turn on computer microphones to record conversations, take screenshots, and copy instant messaging chats. Reports indicate that the Flame is continuing to spread across the World Wide Web, targeting systems in Austria, Hungary, Lebanon, Palestine, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and Australia.
Computer viruses first became common during the Cold War, when the United States and the Soviet Union struggled to show off their cyber capabilities to one another. Today, the issue of cyber warfare has turned into a serious challenge for all governments. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.